Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Chaf Amud Beis. Just a note to make, and that is this week or two I'll be traveling in and out, so I'm putting up the dafim that weren't up yet, but I apologize that the dafim from the previous cycle are a little shorter. It was Slichas time in the last cycle, so they were shorter dafim given, but B'ezras Hashem will be able to cover everything at other dafim throughout the throughout our travels through Shas, but right now we are on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Says the Gemara Chaf Amud Beis by the two dots. Ein mochrin lahem b'chulu. So the Mishnah had said that we do not sell to a goy mechuber lakarka, anything attached to the ground. The Mishnah said that on Yitzes Mabeis, and then we had a machloket. So you let us sell something that is now mechuber, but the deal is that he's going to cut it. So Rabbi Tanakama says that you can. Rabbi Yehuda says that you cannot. It has to be cut first. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to mocher hu amanas lakutz. So the Gemara here has a brisa that expands on that discussion. Tana Rabbanan mocher lam ein amanas lakutz vekotzitz. Says the Tanakama, says Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to sell him a tree amanas that he's going to cut it vekotzitz, and they have to make sure he cuts it. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Remeir Omer ein mocher lam elakatzusa. No, you can't trust them that they're going to cut it. You have to cut it right now. And again, as the discussion that came up on the last off, that's called a chanoi of a karka. If I give them a hold in Eretz Yisrael, the land of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so then that is a problem. So therefore, you have to have it cut beforehand. Shachas, the second machlokas, shachas amanas ligzos, if I could sell him shachas, some type of rashi, tfuas chitin v'saorim, kodem shetamali bezirin, right, a very early stage of growth for chitin and saorin, says the Brisa, that same machlokas, right? You could sell it. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Amanas laguz v'gozeis." The Rabbi Yehuda, Meir, oh, Meir, mochalan alegzuza. No, can't take that chance. And only allowed to sell if it's already cut. And common, amanas lig sarvakotze. The Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, selling stalks already ready to be cut, but they're not cut yet. Common aslik sarva kotzer. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to do that and cut it afterwards. Or Mary, oh Mary, mochon elakatsura. So you have the same machlokas by all three cases, whether it's a tree, whether it's shachas, or whether it is kama, already standing grain. So if it's richa, you need the machlokas by all three, says the Gemara. The Yashminan Ilan, if you only had a machlokas by the tree, the first case, Pakar Merbi Meir, maybe only there Rabbi Meir says that you have to have a cut already. Kivan Delo Pasid Mashile, because there's no loss by keeping it still on the tree. The guy's not losing anything. It's not going to rot by having it longer on the tree. So therefore, or having the tree there. So that's why we say that's why he says you have to cut it beforehand. Aval hai, dechi mashile pasid, but by the other ones, where the longer you leave it, it's going to start rotting. So ema modle Rabbi Yehuda, maybe he would agree to Rabbi Yehuda. V'yeshbinan bahani tarti, and if you say that only I've had it by these two, the machlokas b'shev delo yadi ashev chayu, because there the appreciation is not so nikar to the onlooker. Aval shachas di yadi ashev chayu, it's clear you're letting it grow until it becomes fully ripe. Ema modle the Rabbi Meir, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Rabbi Meir there, that no, you can't let him do that, because that's a real Chanoi of a Karker. It's clear that he's making something on this and is appreciating the longer he has it. The Yeshmina Baha, Baha Kam Rabbi Meir. If you only had that case, maybe only there Rabbi Meir demands it to be cut already. Abba Bahanach, but where it's not Nikar Shivchayu, Emod, Leather Behuda, maybe he would agree to Rabbi Yehuda, Tzricha. That is why we need all three cases. Again, interesting, the Gemara talks here about things growing. If a guy has it or if a Jew has it, right? This is not about a specific type of plant. Sometimes things grow. The general Eretz Yisrael, we know the Gemara tells us in Chelek that there's a special promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that there will never be, the land in general won't blossom for the other nations. As we know, the world didn't blossom for all the other nations throughout the centuries until Klal Yisrael came back, and then it started blossoming for us at that time. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Sadi Chesam and Aleph, Amr Rabbi Abba, Ein Lucha Kes Megula Mizeh, Shenamar, based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Vatem Hare Yisrael, Anfachem Titenu, Ufer Yechem Tisu Laami Yisrael Vagomer. Right, Dafka, when we come back, and that's what we've seen over the past 150 years, right, the whole land was desolate, right, the authors used to ride Mark Twain Road in the 1800s, there's no land that's as desolate as the land of Israel. And when Shivat Zion started back in the second half of the 1800s, 1900s, now we see unbelievable growth and unbelievable orchards all over the land, because that is the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and that is what we That is what we are take with us, the Nechama, all the way until the Zman HaGeula. But that's in general. That's in general for the nation. But here we have specific trees. If it's caused to grow while a guy has it, so then that is a problem. Okay. Says the Gemara, that's why we have all three cases. Ibailu. So we have this triple machlokes when it comes to things growing out of the ground between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Behemamanas lishchod ba. What about an animal? An animal not lishcha. We know certain animals also one is not allowed to sell, to rent out to a guy, or even to sell to a guy specifically, because it might lead you to rent it out. And we know if I rent out an animal and the guy works it on Shabbos, that could be my problem, right? Because my avadim have to rest on Shabbos, my behemoths have to rest on Shabbos, only my kalim don't have to rest on Shabbos. That's a machlokas b'shem b'shelal, and we paskin shvisas kalim is mutter, right? One is allowed to have their kalim work for them on Shabbos, but the animals can't. So if a guy is working my animals, that's a problem. So Chazal asked even selling certain animals because one might come to rent it as well. So what about this case? What if you're going to sell an animal? I'm not lishchot. Mao ha some time am I shari Rabbi Yehuda to laber shusei kaimi v'lomati ma shiluhu. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say there in these cases of the growths? Why is that mutter? Because it's not in the guy's rishus. The Jew really owns the field, so he's going to make sure that the guy does it. The guy can't leave it there forever. But the animal, but there the animal goes into the rishus of the guy. So therefore, maybe he'll be masha, and there will be a more reason lesser. Or we should say there's no difference between the two. And Tashma, the Brisa quotes it the same exact machlokas. Tatanya behema almenas lishchot ve. Shochet, Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, so just make sure it's done afterwards. Rabbi Meir Omer, Mochler al Shchuta. Rabbi Meir says, no, only a Shchuta would be able to be sold. Good. That's finishing out the last one. Now we get to today's discussion. Says the Mishnah, Ein Maskirin Lahem Batim Be'eretz Yisrael, Vein Sarach Lomar Sados. One is not allowed to rent out houses to idol worshippers in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Rashi says, because it's a Gerem Mishum Mechira. Why is Mechira us? That's the Issa D'Oraisa that we discussed on yesterday's daf. Lo titim lahem chanoya bekarka. Among other reasons that we had. But says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to even rent because of Gzeir Mishum selling. And then it says, Ain't Sarach Lamer Sados, surely you should be Usher. Why is it surely? So the Gemara is going to quote, there's a second problem by a Sada, not just because of Chanayi Bekarka, but because of the Hafka of the Mitzvahs of Tulias Baaretz, as we'll see. But that's the first line of the Mishnah. Ubisuria, but in a place called Surya, which is up north of Eretz Yisrael, Maskir Lambatim of Alosados, one level down. You're allowed to rent out the houses because the whole thing is a Gzeira Mishum, and therefore this is somewhat of a Gzeira Lagzeira. Maskira is Mishum Mechira, and Surya is Mishum Eretz Yisrael. Avalosados, but Sados is still a problem, as we will see why in the Gemara. Ubechutz la'aretz, mochrin lahem batim, maskir and sados, Dei Rebbe Meir. Meir says, b'nechutz la'aretz, you're allowed to even sell them houses. You're not allowed to sell fields, because that's gzeira atu Eretz Yisrael, the fields, because there's two reasons by fields. That's why even a chutz la'aretz you have that. That's Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yossi goes, knocks it down one notch each. Rebbe Yossi omer, v'Eretz Yisrael, maskir and lahem batim, avalo sados. In Eretz Yisrael, you can be maskir then batim, but not sados, because you have the other reason. Ubesuria, mochrin batim, umaskir and sados, one level more kal than the Tanakama, ubechutz laretz mochrin elu ve'elu, and in chutz laretz you're able to sell both. Stop there for a moment. So what's the status of Surya? So this is a machlokas that comes up in a few places in Shas, Meseches Gittin, among other places, and that's the sugya of kibush yachid. Kibush yachid, as the Rashi quotes here, Surya, Aram Tzova, usmucha l'Eretz Yisrael, v'kibusha David conquered it, v'chibra l'kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And he connected it. He gave it the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Shalal Pidibur. What makes it Kibush Yachid? What makes it not regular Kedusha Sa'aretz? So Rashi Shita here and elsewhere is because he didn't ask the Urim Etumim, Ubaloshi Shemribo. It didn't go with all of Klal Yisrael. Vikari Le, Kibush Yachid. That is Kibush Yachid. That's what Rashi says also, as he's quoted by the other Rishonim in Meseches Gittin. And says the Rishonim, the Ritva here and the Tosfos there in Meseches Gittin, that they beg to differ, because after all, says Tosfos. You know, let's start with the Ritva. Says the Ritva right here on our Gemara, quoting Rashi. He says the Ritva. I'm sorry. Says the Kibush Apirish Rashi Zal Klomar. There are many areas that the Holy Mitzrayim conquered. And you want to say they're all not kibush rabim? They're all kibush yachid? How could that be? Rather, Pasuk says, "V'nova halach v'yar b'menashe halach v'yolkod is kenas." As we know, the pesukim at the end of Sefer Bamidbar doesn't say anywhere that's kibush yachid. So the Ritva here and the Tosfos there in Gittin Daf Ches says no. It's based on the Sifri. Based on the Sifri, Tosfos says in Maseches Gittin, Mefarish Tamacher, Besof Parshas V'Haya Ekev, Demashma, Shalufi, Shalom, Haisa, Adayin, Kol Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Kavusha. It's an order issue. The rest of Eretz Yisrael wasn't Echbashes. Hashem said what you have to conquer and what you're allowed to conquer. Whatever you're adding on, that's fine, but it has to be adding on to the whole. Until you have the whole, then it's not acceptable to be considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Kidda Amar Hassam, Samach Liplatora Shalcha, Shalaho Rashta, Pirish Yavusi, She Samuch Lirishalayim, Yato Lech Lekovesh Aram Naharayim Baram Sova, Aval Acher Shakol Eretz Yisrael Kavshua, only after all Eretz Yisrael is Dechbash, Darish Hassam. It says, Midach Siv, Kamacham, Achetidro, Kafraglachem, Shakomasha, Yukovshim, Lichutz Laretz, Hayakadosh, Fafilu, Yachid. Once you have it all filled up, once all of Kudushas Aretz is there, so then you can add on to that. But it's an order issue and not the, and not an issue of the Urmatum and Vechulu. Rav Salvechik, when he had talked about this also, Kibush Yachid, what's every time something is without the Urim Tumim and without Dibur, that's Rashi. And Tosfos says, as long as Eretz Yisrael is conquered, so then everything. But says Rav Salvechik, there's still another added Tanai. Even after all of Eretz Yisrael is conquered, he gave a mashal. He says, if I bought my house in Boston and I have Kavana, that should be a part of Eretz Yisrael. It's part? Of course not. So there's an issue of all was done already and contiguous. Both of those. And he gives a mashal of a cup of wine. He says, Rav Shachter quotes this in Nefesh HaRav on page Pei Gimel. Mashal echad amamali koshal adala, achu mali akol gadosav, v'yacharkach mamshich v'shofich od yayin al toch hakos. It's full, and I pour a little more in because of the koshal bracha to overflow on Motzi Shabbos. Asher memele zagorim lakach shayayin ol al gabi tzidi hakos v'nishbach lachutz. Says that's Kedushas Haaretz. It has to be full first. Gamkein, Berogel, Kedushas Arzos Anosafos, Shekedushas Samedim Shachasi Mizeh, Shekedushas Haaretz, Bizmashi Malei Alkol Godoseha. Once it's full, that's the Pshat of Tosfos and the Ritva. Holech Asiu Mispasheta Zavilu Mekomo Shechutzala. Ubavad, right, if it's not full yet, that it can't be Makadish outside. Ubavad Shein Smucho Seleha, but only as long as it's contiguous, Shedekein, Efshar, Kedushas Haaretz, Leis Pashet, Eleha. And then he gives the mashal that we just mentioned, Avad Nira Poshet. Ho u Boston, he be Abashas Acheres, it's a different continent. E Efsha B'shem Ofan, she despashi la Kedushas Aretz, the rock. At most, Europe, Asia, Africa, Shayach Lomer, Sha'atidai Eretz Yisrael, she despashi b'chol ha'aratzos. Then it's Shayach, that it can spread, because it's all contiguous with land. Okay, so that's a little bit about Kibush Yachid and the issues of Surya. Continues the Mishnah, after we had the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, ending the Mishnah, Af b'makom she'amar lahaskir, even in the places where it says to be that one could be maskir, in the places that we said, according to the Tanakama, that's in Surya. And even according to Rabbi Yossi in Eretz Yisrael, lo lebeis dira amru, not for the goy, not for the base over the Avodah Zorah to live there. Why? Because he's going to bring his idols in, right? Which sounds like the Mishnah is only talking about specifically idol worshippers, not just Umos Ha'olam. As the Pasuk says, you can't bring the To'eva. Avodah Zarah is one of the items in the Torah called an abomination. To'eva El Be'secha. And therefore, if you allow the idol worshipper to rent your house, he's going to bring his psalm in, he's going to bring his avodah zarah in, and that is not acceptable. Ask Tosfos, ask all the Rishonim here. So how is it that we are maskir diros to idol worshippers or to non-Jews? How is that possible? Bottom Tosfos. Yesh lefakpek amah yisomchin b'nei adam limkar v'lisk v'lahaskir, selling and renting b'atam lovet do kochavim v'af lebeis diri, even to live there. Right? What does the Mishnah say? Oh, you can only give it to them for storage, right? That's what Rashi says, for tzivi v'tivna. But Tosfos says it's not the minug. The minug is that it's done, always. So Tosfos has two answers. Tosfos, number one, quotes, maybe the only isser is b'kfius. When it's done b'kfius, when the guy's going to bring it in b'kfius. He says it's based on a Tosefta. The Tosefta says, "Mashma atam yishum shemachalik beimakom shemachnis avodas kochavim bekvius bein sheino machnis." Depends if he's bringing it in a kavua way. Ubahanach shomer eino machnis avodas kochavim bekvius shari. And if it's not going to be bekvius, then it's going to be mutter. Well, if he's there, beisha avdi kochavim shebeinenu. They don't bring in a bikvias. Elik sheisha meis. When do they bring in some pesel? When they have somebody died. Oshin otelamus. Vegam osa shayin ovdim osam. And even there, they're not serving it. It's just there as a good luck charm or whatever it is. So then that would be okay, says Tosus, because it's not done bikvias. Tosus doesn't like that. Then Tosus goes to Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. I'll read it to you from the Ritva, because the Ritva adds in a line to the Shita of Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. Why would it be mutter? Where the Isser is to be Mocher, and you're only allowed to be Maskir, so there, Veloi Tirusham Lim Karka, going Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yossi, Vesuri, Rabbi Meir, Shekashem Shechmiru, Bab Mechira, Lamala Saaretz, Hechmiru, Beschiris, Labes Dira, Ava Bechutz Laaretz Mutter. Only in Suri and Eretz Yisrael are there limitations, but in Chutz Laaretz, you know, there would be more Heterim, and that's what Tosfos says, and then Tosfos even has a line, and the Ritva even expands upon it within this Shita. Maybe in Chutz Laaretz is not even called your house. It's not even called your house. Something can only be called your house in Eretz Yisrael. That's the third to last line in Tosus. Vayanira lo atam de bechutz laaretz, lo mikri beischa. Ela ba'aretz. So it says, lo sabi soiva el beisecha. So that's dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Wow, hashkafically and halachically. That's pretty amazing. All the Eretz Yisrael is still, it's called your house. So Tosus says, kasha. So va'od kasha, the bottom line. So really? So what about mezuzah? It only has to be in Beisecha. So, in Chutz La'aretz, you don't have to put up a mezuzah? Of course not. Od kasha, l'Rabbi Yehuda, d'gabi mezuzah, d'chsid Beisecha, hachanami tema, d'mi sheish lo bayis b'chutz La'aretz. Yipatim in a mezuzah? Of course not, right? The Mishnah says beferish, the Brisa in Menachas, da bem dalet, that there are different halachas. There are different halachas about renting in Chutz La'aretz, if you're buying in Chutz La'aretz, but it's clear that Chutz La'aretz has a chiv of mezuzah. So this is a discussion in the poskim about how exactly there are kulas here, bizman hazeh. The Chashuk Echemed, Rav Zilberstein, has an interesting shaila here where he talks about what happens if a family has help, non-Jewish help, that come into the house, and on their necklace they have an Avodah Zarah. What if they have a cross? What if they have some type of Avodah Zarah? Maybe even they worship it. Maybe even they kiss it for good luck. Right? So is one allowed to bring that into the house? So he quotes our Gemara, and then it says, right, not for a Beis Dira, because they're going to bring in their Avodah Zarah, but the language of the Shulchan Aruch, based on what Tosfos said, is af b'malkam shah hitiru lahaskir lo hitiru l'otzar v'chayotzi bo avolo l'dira mebnei shemachnis l'tocho avodas kochavim b'keva u'mashma b'divish Shulchan Aruch sharakim machnis avodas b'keva avo b'ofan arai mashma d'shari. And that's what the Rashba says also, quoted in the Beis Yosef and Arachayim, Imin Simin Tuf Bem, regarding Chametz. Goy, the Rashba says, Maushi Yochal Chemso Bebeis Losha Yisrael, kid a goy who's helping out in a Jew's house, bring his Chametz in and eat it there. Mishari li Yisrael lahanicho, lahakas Chametz, Shein Zechavar Zara, Shover Alosoi Zobis Echalo, Tshuva, says the Rashba, Dover Baruhu, Ze, Shem Makablin Pikdonos Menagoyim, Bishalo Kibalov Achrayas. If I wasn't Makabal Achrayas, it's some type of Arai, it's okay. So Nireh Shabini Donenu, Shanachri Achnizavar Zara la Beis Bis Yisrael, both an Arai, Shalom Midas Yisrael, Ein Baza Isser. At the end, he tries to add on another element, which maybe he says he's not convinced of that one. We know the Gemara tells us in Git and Daf Ayin Ches, how does a woman get her get? What if a woman catches the get on her chest, in her basket? So what's Kalef Shalokech versus Mocher? But there are Shitas that if she's holding it, if she has it on her, so that's hers. So here too, it's on her neck. So is that really in the Beis Yisrael or not? Unless you say that's Dafka Gabi Kinyanim might be different than other contexts. But either way, this is a discussion that the Rishonim have on our Daf. Continues the Mishnah, u'bechol makom lo yaskir lo asa merchatz mebnei shehu nikra al shemo. And in any case, you cannot rent out your merchatz, the bathhouse, to the guy mebnei, because nikra al shemo, it's always called on a Jew's name, and if it's called on a Jew's name, so then it's usher. Why? People will see the bathhouse attendants heating up the bathhouse on Shabbos, and they'll think they're doing it for the Jew, and it'll be an issue of marasayin. Marasayin, we know Amir La'akim is also Drabbanan, and hopefully we'll get to that a little bit later. But because of that, that's why it's Nikra al Shmo, and that's why it is a Maris Ayin issue, Rashi says. V'haroa, Shemachamim in B'Shabbos, whoever sees that it's being warmed on Shabbos, Omer will say, Shabalanim Shluchin Shal Yisrael Heim. The Balanim, the people who work in the bathhouse, are Shluchin Shal Yisrael. Maris Ayin. So Maris Ayin, as we know, is a major topic. Maris Ayin and Chshad, those two are related to each other. Those two issues, Maris Ayin, Sharm Sinai Balacha likes to quote some Achronim that say, it's Maris Ayin, so I'm only looking in one eye. Maris, is that Maris Einayim? Einayim, you wouldn't make such a mistake. Maris Ayin, only looking with one eye. But that's how people look. People look around them with one eye and not two. But either way, there are different concepts of Maris Ayin. Right, the Gemara, there's two other examples. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vav, discusses if somebody gets their kalim, their clothing soaked on Shabbos, lo yishtachem lenagvam b'Shabbos. I'm not allowed to spread them out and put them in a place where I usually put freshly cleaned clothing to dry. Because Maris Ayin, people will think I wash them on Shabbos. It has to be only soaking and only a place, something that's usually washed at home and only in a place where I usually put my clean items, right? There's a lot of limitations, but that's the concept. Or chshad, the Gemara in Shabbos, chaf gimel, if somebody has a house with two psachim at the chatzer, in the days of old, when people used to light, right, mamish outside, so you had to light two chanukiyot, because people will see one and they'll see that you didn't light and they would suspect that there's something wrong here. I just put that together. We put that together, the chshad and the maris ayin. There are some that are machalik. Some aren't machalik, but the chshad and maris ayin, they use it interchangeably. But we know, the Chemet discusses this in Chelek Beis, other places where he talks about the maris ayin, page 385 here, if you want to look it up. He discusses maybe there's a difference between the two. Rav Moshe Feinstein also, we like to quote the tshuva, Rav Moshe, the difference between chshad and maris ayin. By chshad, one difference might be, by chshad, I think that you're doing something wrong. The problem is where I'm making it hard for you to be down l'kav schus. That's chshad. Maris ayin is where they're going to think that it's mutter. They're going to think, I'm going to go into a restaurant. They'll say, oh, I didn't know that's a kosher restaurant. And they'll come and do it. And they'll come violate. So that's different than chshad. By chshad, by the Gemara in the Shabbos, what, people are going to think you don't have to light Chanukiyot? No, of course not. They'll know it's Chanukah. But it's just a question of they're thinking you're doing something wrong. Right? So that's one chilek. Another chilek that Stechemet has here is chshad hu kasher hadavar nir'eh lo'olam shakul imu isro heter. It's 50-50. That's chshad. Maris ayin is worse. Kasher nira la olam shadavar asur. Right, it seems that it is usur. And that's why there might be a difference between betzina and befarhesia. Chshad is mutter betzina, while maris ayin is usur afilu b'chadri chadar. They are interesting. Most assume that maris ayin is a din d'rabanan, but they are based on psukim. Right, it's a pasuk in Bamidbar. Perak lamid beis, pasuk habeis. V'yisem nikiyim mi'ashem u'mi'yisrael. That's the part in the Mishnah in Shkalim quotes that pasuk. Or, v'nimsachein, also this Mishnah, the Mishnah quotes here, in Perak Gimel. V'nimsachein v'seichal tov b'nei elokim v'yadam. Pasuk in Mishlei. But those are psukim that are the basis, but most assume that It is a drabbanan. It is an interesting machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim, whether one makes a bracha, that case of Chanukah. If you can light another Chanukiah, light another menorah, do you make a bracha on that one? Do you make a bracha on a mitzvah that's just done mishim chshad? So Pashas would be no, the Magen Avraham. Tafrei Shayin Zayin and Sif Dalet says no, the Prima Gadim there is not so convinced of that. But either way, Maris Ayin Chshad, an important topic, and this comes up over here, right here. That's why you're not allowed to sell, rent out the Merchatz, because that could lead to problems of people suspecting you of doing things. Good. This isser of lo savi so'eva el beisecha, right, that is an isser darais. It's counted as one of the 613. The Minchas Chinuch and the Sefer HaChinuch discusses this in Tav Chav Tes 429. Shlo nadbik shum davar me'avodah zarah im mimamoneinu u'birshusein alahanospo. There shouldn't be anything related to avodah zarah in our assets, in our rishus. V'alzeh nemar lo savi so'eva al-beisecha. Not only getting benefit, or it just can't be here. Right, and obviously it's laharchik min avodah zarah. Ubichlal iser zeh bein, says the chinuch, bein avodah zarah atzma bein mishamshi tekrovish shalah bein avodah zarah shal yisrael or shal gai. Right, all this, anything having it in my house. And then the chinuch adds, interestingly, umin hanechla b'mitzvah zu shalo yad b'ka adam el mamono shechanano akel b'tzedek mamon acher shu shal gezel o chamos o marbis o mikol davar mechuar. right, taking the money that Hashem gave me and I mix it with interest or stolen money or other. Shekol ze bechlal misham she'avodah zarehu. Whoa. This is all part of Misham Shev Adazara. What does that have to do with Adazara? She Yetzer Leif Ha'adam Ra Chomedoso. Umivio Alabayas. For Yetzahara Nikra, B'Shem Avodazara. Wow. Don't bring Avodazara into your house. Don't bring money, sin money. Ukmo Sha'amru Zachron Lavracha. Shabone Amar Pen Yedar and Lavcha Bilial. Fixiv Bin Yavodazara. Bin Anashim Bene Bilial. That is the Chinuch's extension of any type of money that is gotten in an illegal way. That's Velosavi Soeva El Beisefa. The Menachas Chinuch here has an interesting suffix, whether one would be Chayiv Malkus in a case of letting the Goy bring it in. Let's say our case. The case, let's say you did the Beis Dira. You let him come into the Beis Dira. So you're going to violate. Do you get Malkus for that? Do you get Malkus for somebody else's violation in that case? So the Menachas Chinuch is not convinced that that is true. Ubevada ein lokan alachnosas avodazara ide Goy. De iu la miu of it. Avo bemachnes lebeso biadayim. If you bring it in, even if you have no kavanah to be mahat nana from it, nira dover b'lavazeh de lo savi, the isra is lo savi. V'uray lokos gamkein milavzeh v'tzarech iyan ksas. Not 100%, 95%. Right, tzarech iyan ksas. That's the sefer achinach. Any type of illegal money or illegal asset that I bring into my house is a violation of lo savi so eva el besecha. Good. Says the Gemara, my ain tzarech lo marsados. Back to the first line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said you cannot rent out houses to idol worshippers in Eretz Yisrael, and surely sados. What's the surely? Ilema mishum de ispatarti is because it has a double problem. Chada chanayis karka. One is giving them a foothold in the land of Eretz Yisrael, God's palace. You're letting in idolaters. Vechada to come mafkal meiser. And number two, by a field, because you're also being motzi it from meiser being done. That gets into the sugya of yesh kinyan or ain kinyan, whether a guy's bilus removes. But even if a guy's bilus doesn't remove, but if he has it, I can't take meiser from that field to come mafkalemi meiser. So if that's true, say ihachi batim nami ikatarti. Batim also has two, doesn't it? Chada chanoyas karka v'chada to come mafkalemi mezuzah. Number one, chanoya giving him a foothold. Number two, I'm not going to be able to do the mezuzah if he's living there. So the Gemara says, come on, that's not a good comparison. Avrav Misharshia, mezuzah chovas hador hu. The mezuzah is a chovas hador. The mezuzah goes by who's living there. So therefore, there's no, I'm not losing out on the mitzvah mezuzah if I'm not living there. But Eretz Yisrael, there's some objective value. Eretz Yisrael itself screams out kedusha and mitzvah satluyos ba'aretz. And that's very different than a house screaming out for mezuzah. And therefore, you have that chelik. So we can talk about both of these ideas. First, let's talk about the kamafkami mitzvahs. Interesting. One might think, okay, I'm not in the situation of doing the mitzvah. I'm not in the situation of doing the mitzvah. It's not my fault. The answer is no. We know we have the hashkafa of, we always try to put ourselves into the situation of mitzvos, right? Especially by mitzvos atluyos ba'aretz. The Gemara says this already a number of times. The Gemara, in the beginning of Ketzad Mevarchin, says the Gemara on Chaf Lamed Vava Mabez. Lamed Hei Mabez in Brachos. Amar Rav Chanan, Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi, Bo Re'ei, Shlo Kedoros HaRishonim, Doros HaRachronim. The earlier generations were tzaddikim. Doros HaRishonim, what did they do? Asu Toros on Keva, Malachtan Arai. Zuvuzun is Kaima B'yodan. Doros HaRachronim, they on Malachtan Keva, Utaros on Arai, Lon is Kaima. Next line, I'm sorry, this is the one. Mishum Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi, Bo Re'ei, Shlo Kedoros HaRishonim, Doros HaRachronim. Doros HaRishonim, Hayu Machnisin Peiro Sehen, Derach Traximon, Kedela Chayva B'meiser. The earlier generations brought their fruits straight into the house because they wanted to make sure there was a chiva meiser. Doros achronim machrisim peirosein. There is gagos karpifos kedapachem and a meiser. And their later generations, they did everything. They brought him through the roof. They brought him through the windows to prevent the chiva meiser from kicking in. Damar Reb Yanai ein atavol mischay b'meiser ad sheyirae pnei habayis. So there's no rias pnei habayis. So then there's no chiv. And the Gemara gives the clear indication that that's not a good thing. Why? Because they're pottering, they're being mafkia from the mitzvah. Exactly what our Mishnah, our Gemara says. If you're being mafkia from mitzvos, that is not the Hashkafas HaTorah. Right, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the first parak of Sota. Why, asked the Gemara, did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael so badly? What, he wanted to eat from the fruits? He loved, he couldn't wait to taste the delicious peros ginosar. Says the Gemara, Darsh Rav Simloi, Mipnei man nisave Moshe Rabbeinu likarnes Eretz Yisrael, v'chilecho mipir Yehutzarech, ol espo mituva hutzarech. That's the lashon that we say in Alamichya. Elakach Amar Moshe. Moshe says, Har be mitzvos nisavo li Yisrael. Famous kaim in Elab Eretz Yisrael. There are many mitzvos that only exist in Eretz Yisrael. Ekanes ani la'aretz kadesh yiskaimu kulan al yadi. I want to go in. I want to fulfill them. Hashem says, I'll give you the credit. Moshe says, not interested. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu had a desire, had a thirst of doing the mitzvos. Not just to get the credit for them, to do the mitzvos itself. That is what Moshe Rabbeinu had a yearning to do. And he got this from, we get it from Moshe Rabbeinu, and keep going back, right? Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, right? The story at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, where Avram Avinu was sitting after the operation, looking out, and Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to visit him. Doesn't say a word. Vayera. It's the only time in the Torah where Hashem comes to visit somebody without saying a word. He just came to be friends, right? That's some of the Achronim say. He came to hang out with Avram Avinu. And yet he saw Avram Avinu was in so much pain. Even more pain from the fact that there were no guests than the pain of the operation. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm going to give you some guests. The problem is going to give him some guests, but why was Avraham in pain? That's the question. If there were guests that he couldn't bring in, then fine, I understand. But here, there were no guests. It was like, Reb Moshe Feinstein asks, it was like Tuesday afternoon, somebody crying that it's not Shabbos. Why are you crying? It's not Shabbos. It'll be Shabbos in a couple of days. Right? It's just not, the situation is not here. Says Reb Moshe, because Avram didn't do chesed because, you know, it was something that he had to do. But it was because something that he wanted to do and he needed to do. And because of that, even if the situation didn't express itself, present itself, he needs to do it. V'tzarech lomar, do mi yitzad etzema ava l'chesed. Mitzum yuchedes she'odam yis'ave lasos chesed. V'lachein, says Reb Moshe, in Parshas Vayera, k'sha'adam yis'ave l'echol v'chadome midram gashmiyim. A person has a taiva to eat. Av shelo lo yiu lo v'lo yuchal asikim. Even if there's no food there, if he's starving, he's starving. So Avram Avinu was starving for chesed. That was his bachus, that's who he was, and therefore, he had to do it, he needed it. And that's the hashkafa that we have. And that, of course, is the Pesach Sheni hashkafa, where Lama Nigara, right, these people, they don't have to do Korban Pesach. And what do they say? We don't want to lose out. We don't want to lose out. Again, we have this by all the greats in history, all the biblical figures. They tell the story about somebody once went to Radin, and he was went to the Chavetz Chaim's house, and it was late at night, and it was snowing and freezing, and he went in, and he all of a sudden he's going towards the Chavetz Chaim's house. And he sees in the distance some figure in the snow looking around, and he gets closer and closer, and sees it's the Chavetz Chaim, and he says, "Rebbe, what are you doing outside on such a cold, freezing night?" Chavetz Chaim says, "I didn't do Kiddush Levana yet. I'm looking for a second. Maybe I'll see a moon." He's putter. It's freezing. It's snowing. Go inside. You missed it. The answer is that's not our attitude. Our attitude is not to miss it. Our attitude is to love the mitzvahs. And we even had this one more example, right? Moshe Rabbeinu and Avram Avinu and Pesach Sheni and the Gemara Brachas. We had this already back earlier, a few weeks ago, beginning of the Masechta, Dav Gimel. Remember the case? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Umos HaOlam a chance to do one more mitzvah. So he gives them the mitzvah of sukkah, mitzvah kala yeshli. And what do? They go out, and it's boiling hot, and they kick down the sukkah. And the Gemara says, I'm mitztar pater. Right? Why is there a Jew any different? The answer is, because mitztar walks out, but you walk out sheepishly, you walk out very sad that you can't do the mitzvah. We're not happy that we can't do the mitzvah. Right? We wish we could do the mitzvah. Right? And they said, yeah, well, this is enough, I'm getting out of here. So that's the opposite type of approach. But again, there's a problem with this hashkafa. But again, and the Ravid says right here, there's the Issa Drabanan Lahafkia Midei Mitzvos. So that is one side. The other side, and then we'll continue the daf, is the issues that come up here of mezuzah. You know, mezuzah, chovas hador. Mezuzah is a very unique and very special mitzvah. It's the only mitzvah that we have where dafka the Rishonim, right, and talk about the element of shmira when it comes to a mezuzah. The Torah talks about it. The Torah in the beginning of the mezuzah, it's Simon Reish Pehei, and some of the mefarshim on the Torah wonder why he says this. He says the Torah, besides, he talks about arichas yamim, and then he says, ugedola mizu, shabayis nishmar al yada. The house is guarded. Kamosha darshu b'pasek, Hashem shomrecha. Melech Basav Adam, right? This is the Unkelis Gemara that we had earlier on Daf Yud Aleph, right? Melech Basav Adam, yibifnim, b'avadav shomer nesumi b'chutz, and you're sleeping, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu watches you outside, and that's where you put it towards the outside. The Rambam, if you remember, we mentioned, the Rambam says, don't think that that's the only mitzvah. It's not just about shmira, right? It's about doing the mitzvah itself. The Rambam says very strongly in Perek Hey Alach Adalet, Aval Elu Shekosvin Mi Bifnim Shemos Hamalachim O Shemos Kedoshim, oh, Pasuk Ochosamas, people who write these extra, things. Harehein Bechlau, Misha Ein Lam Chelech Olam Haba. She'elu Atipshim, Lodai Lam Shim, they write extra things, not on the back, where some people write Shakai and others, but they write on the front, because they're doing it for the skula element of mezuzah. Not only are they ruining their mitzvah, but they're taking Asu Mitzvah Gedola, She'e Yichud Shashem Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, V'yavasu V'avodasu, Kilui Kimiya, Shalanoi Zatzman. It's like people who hang mezuzahs in their, you see sometimes, some cars, some drivers, who hang the mezuzah on the rear view mirror. That's not a mezuzah. That's some cloth that's hanging there, but it's nothing. It doesn't have the power of the mezuzah. You have to first do the mitzvah, and then memelo you'll have shmirah from the mitzvah. But if I don't do the mitzvah, then there's nothing to talk about. But that's what Unkelis was saying that we had 10 daf ago back on Daf Yadal. But again, this is a major mitzvah. Every second that we have it on our house, it's something special. The Menachas Chinuch discusses, right, every second. It's not like, okay, I don't have it, I'll get it tomorrow. No, every second of mezuzah, every second of tzitzis, it's a very special mitzvah. The Rambam says it wakes us up from our sleepwalking through life. The Rambam says this in the last halacha of Hilchot Mezuzah. Chayev Adam Lizar B'Mezuzah M'Bnei Shehi Chovas HaKol Tamid. It's a constant chiyuv, and as long as we walk in, because manchi ikanis v'yetze yifka b'yichud Hashem shmo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'yiskar ahavaso v'yeir mishenaso v'shkiyosav b'havle yazman. What a beautiful lashon, right? They have that lashon in Hilchos Tshuva too. That's what the shofar does. The yeda, and to know this is a refrigerator Rambam, to put this Rambam on the fridge. She'ein davar ha'omei lo'olam lo'omei olamim el yediyas sur olamim. The only thing that's eternal in life is knowledge of God and connecting to Him. Umiyad, and that's what we think about when we pass in the room. Umiyad uchozer l'daito v'holech v'darchei mishar. That's the mezuzah. It's a chov. That's why it's a chovas ador. The chov of the one who lives there, because that's the one who's going to see it. If I own a property and I'm never there, so then the whole purpose of mezuzah is not fulfilled. Right? Laman, certain mitzvos are there to remind us. Tzitzis, laman tizkaru. Right? The three laman mitzvos. Right? That mezuzah is not one of them, but mezuzah has this element as well, according to the Rishonim. Okay, let's continue. Again, a lot more, but now let's get into the Gemara. So my Ein Sarach Lomar, so we did the first part, I'm sorry. Besuria. Maskirin Batim Mechulu. So Maishna Mechira Delo, Mishum Mechira Deret Yisrael. Why in Syria do we say that you can't, why do we say that you can't sell, right? You can only rent Mishum Mechira Deret Yisrael. So Yachim is Schiris Nami Nigzar. But Schiris too. Schiris Deret Yisrael is Aser. So why do we allow Schiris in Chutz Laaretz? According to the, in Syria, according to the Tanakama. So Higufa Gzera, Vana Nekav Nigzar Gzera Gzera. It itself is a Gzera, and we can't make a Gzera Ligzera. Right, we're not allowed to do that. Right, that's based on the Rashi. Rashi of Maseches Beitza discusses this as well. Rashi quotes the Makar for this halacha. Let me just find the Rashi. Rashi in the beginning of Maseches Beitza on Beis Mabeis on the bottom. Rashi says because Chazal don't have the power to make such a gzera legzera. Says Rashi, find the lashon. V'hadamrina b'kulei shas she'in gozrin gzera l'gzera mehai kra nafka v'lo mishmeres l'mishmeres shelo yasu gzera l'gzera asu mishmeres l'mishmarti v'lo mishmeres l'mishmeres l'mishmarti. Chazal were given certain power to make laws, but they can't make laws to extend on top of their laws, right? Gzera l'gzera, they only have law rights to protect the Torah, but not to protect their own laws. Unless they feel that if their law is gone, then the Torah is going to fall right away. So sometimes we find the concept of kula chad gzerahi. Okay, says the Gemara. So that's why we're not gozer schirus in Surya. Says the Gemara about schirus sadeh to be Surya to gzera l'gzerahi v'kagazrinan. So what about schirus sadeh? The Tanakhama says you can't be maskira sadeh in Surya. Isn't that a gzera l'gzera? No. The Tanakhama holds that kibush yachid is shma kibush, and therefore suri is a dindaraisa. It's daraisa. That's why it's just schiris atumachira. Sade to ispe tarti gazrubei rabbanan, batan to lesbutag lo gazrubei rabbanan. And that's why sade, which has both elements, also hafkami maisris. So that's why we're gozer. But batim, for houses, it doesn't have that second element. So that's why we were not gozer. The chutzlaris v'chulu sade de ispa, and now we have chutzlaris v'tanakama. You're allowed to sell houses and rent out fields. So again, sade is one step more chamor. Sade de ispa tarti gazer b'rabanan, batem das b'utai de lo gazer b'rabanan. Period. Rabbi Yossi Omer be'eretz Yisrael maskir lem batem v'chulu my taima. Why does Rabbi Yossi go one step down, but he also has the chilek? Sados dis butarti gazu b'rabanan, batem deles butarti lo gazu b'rabanan. Period. Ubesuria mochren v'chulu. So why does Surya totally mutter? Well, the Tanakhama held kibush yachid shma kibush. So what must Rabbi Yossi hold? My taima kasarva kibush yachid lo shme kibush. V'sada dis butarti gazu b'rabanan, because it still has the second problem of hafka mi maestris, batem deles butarti lo gazu b'rabanan. Good. Uba chutzlaretz mochrin, last line. Reb Yossi is chutzlaretz. You can do everything. Mochrin, my taima, kiva, nemerchak lo gazrina, and it's so far away, we are not gozer, right? The mitzvah atzlius ba'aretz, to the close by lands, that we could talk about. But not the other halachas. Amar Reb Yudam Shmuel, halacha k'Reb Yossi. Reb Yudam, the halachas like Reb Yossi, that we would allow, in this case, in Chutz Laaretz. Amar Rav Yosef, Ubilvad, Shlo Yasana Shchuna. As long as it's not made into a Shchuna. What's a Shchuna? A whole neighborhood. How much is a neighborhood? You can't sell a bunch of houses or rent out a bunch of houses. The Kama Shchuna, Tane, Pshuna, Pachosa, Pchusa, Mishlosha, Bnei Adam. Three people. Says the Gemara, but 1 minute. Falechush, maybe, Dilma, Azal, Hay Yisrael, Umazvin, Lechalo, Vikochavim. A Jew will sell to one idol worshiper, for Azal Hech, and that idol worshiper will then split his house into three and sell to two others, and then it'll be a Shchuna. Umazvin l'ledre. So Amar Abaya, alifne mifaktinan, alifne delifne lo mifaktinan. As we had earlier, back on Daf Yudalid, but there it was literal. Tosfos points out here, it's just a lashon mushal. It just means it's too far, too many steps. Right, hai simana ba'alma, Tosfos says who? Klomar, lochule ailo chayshina. We're not choshe so far. Or Tosfos says, may take it a little more literally, kivan de iser shchuna, shalo yavo hezek li Yisrael, kari le michshol, lifne iver. Right, it's still more far-fetched. Asi l'day, this case. What's the issue about having them as a shchuna? So some say because it could cause danger to Jews. You have a bunch of the idolaters together. That's a problem. That's a problem. Like if you look at some of the stories, I was reading recently one of the memoirs of one of the Holocaust survivor. They said whenever there was a Nazi alone, Mela. But if there were ever two together, yeah, it's a lot more trouble. Because two together, they have to start showing off and boasting what they could do to a Jew. It was always terrible. It was always terrible. But it's even more terrible where there was two, and that's what it says here. Once you have a shchuna, which is three, it's even worse. The Mordechai says right here in Tuf Hey, so maybe this is only where the Jews and the non-Jews live somewhere close to each other. If it's a place where it's totally not a Jewish area, so then maybe there's nothing to worry about. He says, Mishum Dilma Miyatsu Eitzal Yisrael Hadar B'Shchuna Seha V'Katzli Leo Maskile, they'll kill us, they'll hurt us. Ulahai Taima Im Ein Yisrael Dor B'Cholos O Rechov Mutter Limkar Afilu Ovdi Kochavim. The Mordechai says, then that would be allowed. There is a machlokes whether this issue of Shchuna, is that only in Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam says it's only in Eretz Yisrael. In Perek Yud, if Hilchas Avodah Zarah, but the Ritva here and the Shach quotes this that no, once it's usser, then even a chutzlaris, if the issue is the danger, so then even a chutzlaris, one would say that is a danger, and therefore it wouldn't be limited. Afilu bechutzlaris, says the Ritva, the hashta v'kfiyusa tuva v'gazrinan v'ein shchun v'brachim v'nosh v'le'adam v'shlosh shabbatim v'chein halacha. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Af b'makom sha'amru lahaskir. So even in a place where they said you're allowed to rent, so says the Ritva, that language, that word b'makom is kind of extra. It could have just said Af sha'amru. B'makom sha'amru lahaskir sounds like there are places that it's allowed and there's places that's not allowed. So mechlal di'ika tuchta d'lo mogri. So that last line of the Mishnah sounds like there are places that it's asur lahaskir. Says the Gemara, Vistama Kribi Meir. That sounds like Stam Kribi Meir earlier in the Mishnah. Di Reb Yossi, V'chal Duchto Mogri. According to Reb Yossi, the only Isser would be Mechira in some places. Mechira in Eretz Yisrael. But Haskara is always Mutter, so therefore, that last line seems to be like Reb Meir's opinion, not like Reb Yossi. Good. U'b'chal Makom Lo Yiskar V'chulu. And in any case, you can't sell as a merchatz, because it's Nikra Shmo, and it'll be Maris Ayin, because the guy will be using it, and they'll think it is a guy doing the work for a Jew. Tanya, Rishim Ben Gamliel Omer, says the Tosefta, Lo Yiskar Adam Merchatz Ol Ovi Kochavim, Rishim Nikra Al Shmo, Vo Ovi Kochavim Zeh Oseh Bo Malacha, V'Shabbos Az Yom Tovim, and the guy will do Malacha for, on Shabbos and Yontif. And even if they know it's owned by a Jew, they'll think the guy is doing work for a Jew. That's also Aser. We know that three different shitas, three different days in the Rishonim. What is the source for Amir La'akum? Right, the Rambam says Amir La'akum is because Gzeira, if you tell a guy to do it, then you might come to do it. You might come to do it. Rashi at the end of Masechah Shabbos says that the Shlichus L'chumra. The Shlichus L'chumra when it comes to a Jew and a non-Jew, even though there's usually no Shlichus when it comes to Jew and non-Jew. And then we had earlier that the third Makar, and that is maybe it's V'daber Davar, a violation of V'daber Davar, and that is something that we've discussed. Those are the 3 days, and again, there's Chilukim, right, that one has to be aware of in terms of telling it straight and telling it hinting. Hinting doesn't always work, and sometimes you don't even need to hint, right? The Shmir Shabbos goes through this at length in his in the Hakdama to where he discusses Amir La'akum. But again, it's something serious that we have to be aware of. Of course, the concept of Shvus to Shvus, B'makam Mitzvah, B'makam Tzorech, very important Halacha L'maisa discussions that that we should have at a certain point. But let's continue, though. Says the Brisa. So the Brisa said that you can give it to a guy because he's going to work. So we're mashma, avo lakusi mai. Why we dafka say guy in the Tosef? Lakusi mai to a kusi, to one of those nation of Kusa that the Sancheirav put in, and they didn't accept Torah Sheval Peh ultimately. Mai shari, right? Is it mutter? Because they wouldn't do it on Shabbos. But kusi emar ovid be malacha b'chol shamoed. So finally, won't do it on Shabbos. But on the malacha b'chol shamoed, this malacha b'chol shamoed is not beferish in the Torah. Right, we'll discuss that, I think, in the next year. Right, it's not beferish. It's masra kasav lachachamim. So he did the kusi doesn't accept that. So b'chol shamoed and nam yavdinan. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, we could also do malacha b'chol shamoed. Right, we have the five heterim. So if we're doing it, maybe it's included one of those heterim, sara chamoed and ma'isa hetiot and any of those heterim. So nam yavdinan. So there's no problem with a kusi doing it, because our doing it also would be able to be mutter. Let's just finish, and then we'll talk about chalamoid for a minute. Abel says, and we're also mashva, not just the kusi diak, but only a problem is the bathhouse. Abel sadeo lovi kochavim my shari, but a field to a guy in chutzlaritz is also mutter. My time of why? Why don't we think that this is a Jew's, people are going to think it's a Jew's field and a guy's working there? Arisa rususei kavid. No, they'll think that the guy is a sharecropper and he's working in his own field. So merchatz nami amri arisa rususei kavid. Why wouldn't people think that about the bathhouse too? Maybe the guy is being an aris, so to speak. Arisa de merchatz lo avdi inshi. People don't make arisus for their bathhouses, and therefore that is why we don't have we have a chshash by the bathhouse, but we don't have a chshash by the fields. Just one other halacha we'll talk about, I think, the next year. We talk about the malacha of chalamoid, but there is a major discussion about tefillin on chalamoid. As we know, the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch discusses a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah about wearing tefillin on chalamoid. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we do not wear tefillin on chalamoid. Similam and Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, "B'chalamoid gamkein asur lani tefillin." It's aser. Why? Because chalamoid is yontif, and that's an os. And wearing tefillin will be a mezilzul in the os of yontif. She may chalamoid gam kein os. And the Ramah quotes the Rush. What's fascinating is that there's no clear-cut raya in Shas about this. Or is there? There's no Gemara that says, you don't wear tefillin on chalamoid, you do wear tefillin on chalamoid. There are a couple of Gemaras that the Achronim, the Avnei Nezer quotes one Gemara in Maseches Krisus and others. Rav Moshe Salvechik and Rav Chaim Salvechik discuss, they thought it was a Beferish Gemara also in Maseches Arachin. Which Gemara? Arachin Dafyud, which talks about Hallel. What are the requirements for saying Hallel? So the Gemara says, the 18 days you say Hallel in Eretz Yisrael, and 21 days in Chutzlaris, they say full Hallel. So the Gemara says, why don't you say Hallel on Shabbos? Right, so it's not called a moed. Right, why don't you say halal on Rosh Chodesh, lo ikdish basiyas malacha? Why don't you say halal on the last days of Sukkis, unless it's a Pesach, because it doesn't have a separate carbon? Wow, says Rav Salvechik, says Rav Moshe Salvechik. But one second, why didn't we give the same answer by Chol HaMoed, Pesach, that is lo ikdish basiyas malacha? It doesn't have an Isser malacha. The answer is it must have an Isser malacha with heterim. But Mahus Chol HaMoed has a full Isser malacha with heterim, and that's why you should say Hallel for that reason. The only reason you don't say Hallel is on Chol HaMoed Pesach is because of the lack of a separate unique carbon, which reflects a separate Kedushas Hayom. That's why Rav Shechter quotes in Eretz HaTzvi that this shita of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and he quotes in the footnote, Hayanoik shalom laniach tefillin b'chol shamoy, kedas agra. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik did not put on tefillin on chol hamoed. V'chein nag rabbeinu, and so too Rav Soloveitchik. Upam b'yalduso, when Rav Soloveitchik was young, he asked his father, is there not even a suffix? Right? You might as well put it on without a bracha. It's a major machlokas. Isn't there a machlokas we've shown him about this? Rebbe Zalveitchik told him, it's not a suffix. Mehach gemara bet de'erichin misbar lehedya. Shekdushas cholo shamoit shavehi l'kdushas yantif. It's exactly equal kedusha. Amazing. So that gemara, it was mefurish, according to Rebbe Zalveitchik. Again, the Avnei Nezer had a different gemara that he thought was mefurish, based on a gemara about ger toshav and what kind of malacha, what kind of work that he does to not violate a ger on Shabbos. But either way, that is a little bit about tefillin and chol hamoed in terms of an os. Because as we know, you can't choose, right? Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear tefillin, right? Because you always need two osos. So bishnei dem yakum davar. So tefillin is an os, and mila is an os. Shabbos and yontif is an os, and mila is an os. But to have three, tefillin and mila and Shabbos and yontif, that's a zilzal on the os. I think the Radvaz, the Berki Yosef discuss what happens if somebody doesn't have a bris mila for some reason. He's an arel, right? He had mesu echa machmas mila. Should he wear tefillin on Shabbos and yontif? Because he doesn't only has one os, so maybe he should wear tefillin in that case. Okay. Either way, okay, this is Daf Chaf Alf. Again, the next couple of Dafim will be put up from the last cycle. And again, I apologize. It was done Slichas time a couple of years ago, and therefore the Dafim are somewhat shorter and maybe not as comprehensive. But Be'ez Hashem, we'll have other times to talk about all of these topics at a later date. The Be'ez Hashem will pick up when I get back from my travels.